Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin by you dialing in 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's go to the line. We've got several people on hold. Let's go to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Well, good morning.
What are you trying to get done today, my friend?
I am so outside of my skill level. It's just embarrassing. I've got my girlfriend has a sliding glass door on the back of her house. It takes two men and a boy to open at all. And the track is apparently goofed up and the wheels are goofed up, and I have no clue where to start. Isn't that just the dumbest thing you ever heard? I don't know where to begin.
Well, some of those can be with insulated glass, if they're 8 foot tall, some of those could be real monsters to try and get in or out.
But this is a standard 39 square footer. This is just a 6.5 by 6.
Good. Is it single pane glass?
It's a dual pane.
It is dual pane.
It's pretty flexible. It's just within lifting spec.
Can you lift it up and get it out of the track?
Yes.
Okay. Well, once you've done that, then just lay it on its side, extract the rollers that are out of that, take that to an Ace Hardware store, and most of those Ace Hardware stores sell those replacement, get them in the steel ball bearing style, not the nylon style. And
so it's kind of a generic thing?
Say again?
It's kind of generic. I mean, it's pretty much one
yes,
size
yeah.
fits all.
Yes.
Okay, how about the track?
They've got some pretty universal ones that'll fit in, but you take out the one you've got there and bring it in. That's
okay.
What I always do. That's what they're I always do.
Okay. Do the same thing with the track?
Well, I'd get the runners in there and see if the runners don't solve the problem, because I'm thinking what's happened. What generally happens with these is the rollers get bad, or the spring tension adjustment in those gets bad, and then the window, the actual door unit itself, starts sliding on the track. The track's probably okay. We just got to get the new wheels in there to elevate the unit up off of that so it quits dragging. Get it back.
Okay, but Ace Hardware. So I just take the wheels off there and walk out to Ace Hardware and say, hello, I'm a dummy. Here's my part. You got one?
Yeah, and you don't even have to say I'm a dummy.
Well, I admit it in front of it. Get it over with early. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. If you get stumped, then we've always got the company in the Rosie Network in the Phoenix area, Arizona Screen Tech, and they rebuild all those all the time. They were recently at our house rebuilding the back patio sliding door at our house. So that would be your second option if you aren't able to find it. All right, let's go to Linda, who's on hold, has a particular project she wants to get done at her house. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What are you trying to get done?
I just bought a home, and it has a sunken living room.
Okay.
And I'd like some professional advice if it's wise to, I guess it's cement that it's filled in with, and then bring it up the level of the living room or the dining room.
Right.
I'd like to know if that's wise to do.
Well, you know, sunken living rooms were kind of I'm guessing this house was probably built in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, that's right, in the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's when they were pretty common. We do fill a lot of sunken living rooms just to get rid of them. And the way you want to do that, a couple things you want to look at. First thing you're going to want to do is do a termite inspection and make sure we don't have any termite problem at all, because we'll never be able to treat under that slab again very easily, because we'll be drilling through 24 inches of concrete. So check the perimeter real close. Let's make sure we don't have any termite infestation. Then we're going to get in there. We're going to, of course, rip out the carpet, rip out the tack strip, clean the concrete as best we can. Depending on how big a step it is, you're either going to bring ABC gravel in and spread that, and then you're going to pour concrete on top of that. Once that concrete cures, which is going to take a little while inside the house, then you can go back to whatever floor covering you like. But that's generally the way it's done. I'm asked all the time, Rosie, can I do that with wood, like with 2x12 floor joists? You can. But
why?
But it's always going to, you know.
It's going to limit your floor covering options on top.
It could.
You don't want to. It would cost so much to put down your trusses, your plywood, and then your hardy backer to lay tile. You might as well just have poured the whole thing with concrete by now.
Yeah. That's how I'd take care of it, Linda. It's done all the time, and we're certainly not pouring very many new homes with sunken living rooms, that's for sure.
I haven't seen one. I don't think I've ever seen a new home with a sunken living room.
They've taken a lot of those level changes out of most of the floor plans, for sure. Linda, you could go to RosieOnTheHouse.com, take a look at any one of the remodeling contractors would probably be a prime candidate for taking care of that, depending on how busy they are or aren't. It's a kind of project that we could certainly take care of for you at Rosie on the House Remodeling if you want to call it the same number. Just the same number that reaches us on Saturday at the show reaches the remodeling company during the week. So you could give us a ring, and we'd be happy to come out and take a look at that for you if you would like. And I wanted to tell everybody, people always ask us how busy we are. We're pretty darn busy. If you're wanting Rosie on the House Remodeling to do a holiday project for you, you better call us now, because we're a little bitty company and we're booked out pretty tight. So if you've got some particular project you'd like done for the holidays, give us a ring. Give us a ring this next coming week, and now would be the time to get it started.
To get it done right, you know, your permits and your process. It takes a while to get the ball rolling.
They call that Rosie Wright.
Rosie Wright. Let's get her done, Rosie Wright. All right, let's see if we can go to John real quick, and then we've got some other issues we want to talk about here. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
What you up to?
Well, I've got block walls around the house, as everybody in the valley does, and on both sides, the bottom of the walls are peeling paint, and on the back side, where I don't have a neighbor, there's no peeling. Are my neighbors overwatering, or what's causing that?
It's definitely a moisture problem. Somebody's overwatering. Is their yard higher than yours?
No.
It's all pretty even?
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be a tough situation to solve. Anytime we are irrigating, sprinkling, or, you know, planting in and around those walls, fighting the moisture is going to be tough. Because what happens, of course, is the moisture goes down below grade. It gets below where you've painted, because we very seldom paint all the way down to the footing on a backyard wall. We grade the place, then we take a shovel and we just scrape away 2 inches and we spray down to that and rake it back. So the moisture is getting into the masonry down below the paint. On a hot day, the hot block, the hot masonry block, then wicks the moisture back up the wall, reverse of gravity. It gets it back behind the paint, and as it leaves the block wall, it takes the paint with it. A very, very tough situation to solve. The only thing you're going to be able to do is excavate down to footing, clean the wall, paint it well. And most people don't go to that extent, except the footing and stem wall of your home. But for most backyard walls, you just keep spraying paint on the wall.
Which you've now seen is not a very long-term aesthetic solution.
Right, exactly. What have you got there?
Looking at our digital newsroom, Scott writes in, and I think he's trying to pay us a compliment here. I'm not sure. But he says, I always use the Rosie on the House referral network for my contractors because it's like having a 500-pound bulldog if something goes wrong. So I think that's a compliment. I don't know. Is he calling us a 500-pound bulldog? Or
I think he's saying you're protective.
I think it's a compliment. Anyway. All 11 of my inside doors need to be replaced. Went online, and the local company in my area is Freelight.
That's right.
Freelight has something on their website for interior door replacement called Home Story for interior doors. Well, then I go to Home Story, and there's no Rosie logo there. So is Home Story a Rosie certified partner? That's a great question. Here's what Home Story is. It is a patented process for interior door replacement that Freelight is certified and installs. So you're just fine using that Home Story. And I don't know that anybody can just be a Home Story. I mean, Chip went back to the manufacturing plant.
Special training.
So it's a way to measure your interior doors. You
send with lasers.
With lasers. Then you send these measurements. They cut it and ship you the door, cut the size, so you don't have to tear out the jamb.
That's right.
You don't have to, I mean, as long as your frame is sturdy enough to support the new doors coming in, it saves a ton of money on labor and time. It's a great process. We actually had Chip on the broadcast last year.
Yep.
About this time last year talking about it. So
new doors could update the whole look of the inside.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, that was a good, great question, because you go to Free Light, mm-hmm. and then Free Light directs you to that website to order your doors. So
he was thinking. Always good to check.
He was. So last week I was not here. I was at the Crawfish Festival. And so I need some help from y'all. You mentioned a couple of sweet corn producers in northern Arizona. I didn't catch the contact info. Do y'all have that?
I think that was actually the segment where you were talking about where you picked it up for the Crawfish Festival.
Hauser and Hauser in Camp Verde.
Yes, that's what they're looking for.
Right on Montezuma. Is that Cliff Castle Casino exit? And then you turn back into Camp Verde, and it's about a mile and a maybe 2 miles down on the right-hand side. You can't miss it. Big corn stand. But you can also go to fillyourplate.org, type in corn. You've got all your different produce selections there, and that'll get you directed
most
to your local
farmers.
Most of the
corn now is farther north. I mean, we're pretty much done down the desert. But anything, Safeway and Sprouts both carry, and Bash's carry lots of local produce. So if they have corn, it's local.
And then you can get up to Snowflake, where is about the last of the sweet corn harvest.
And that was really the conversation. We were talking about the fact that you have the Salza Trail. You can also have the Corn Trail, because it starts down here, moves up to Camp Verde, and then plateaus up and ends the season up at Snowflake Taylor area. So that's really what we were talking about last week.
Gotcha. This gentleman, Bernie, writes in, and he wants to know, what can I do with my backyard? I've got this beautiful home and this boring backyard, and I need a Rosie certified partner in my area. Well, this is probably back to the old website, because he writes in with a 623 number, but this is for his home in Prescott, so he's a new transplant to the mountain country.
Oh.
So on the new website at rosieonthehouse.com, it's much easier to navigate from region to region. The old one by default would bring you back to the one that you had originally logged in with. So just he's looking for a couple guys, Vicente Landscaping.
Yeah, sure.
Would be who you would call. And he's also looking for some propane options. You've got Barrett Propane right there as well. So no matter where you are in the state of Arizona, and with the new website, the search functionality, we got you covered.
It actually updates so quick that you don't realize it's updated.